Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Hitchcock, and welcome back to Wealth Protector TV. And you might be listening to this on Wealth Protector Radio. Either way is fantastic. I'm here with my colleague, Brent Honay. Brent, you on?
I'm here. How's it going, Paul?
Great. Thanks for joining again. Brent is one of our experts in estate natural protection planning. We're going to jump right in because we're talking about something that's really critical here. It falls under the realm of estate planning, and it involves power of attorneys and healthcare directives. And I guess, Brent, where we can start is maybe by just you giving us a quick intro on what is an estate plan, and then why are those particular documents important?
You got it. So Paul, I think it's really important. One thing that I've noticed just talking to people in the area of estate planning is people come in and they typically want to focus in on, you know, the trust. Okay, what is a trust? What is a will? How do I take care of these things so that when I pass away, everything goes to my kids like it's supposed to when I don't go to court, which is great. But they tend to not be focused in on other parts of the estate plan that are equally, if not more important, particularly while we're still here, if we have a situation where, you know, where somebody gets incapacitated. And so the two I want to focus in on today are really the Advanced Healthcare Directive and the Durable Power of Attorney. Okay. Extremely important in a number of situations.
So these are two of the components that make up an estate plan.
Yeah. With a full estate plan, we're talking, you know, most people, you know, particularly out here in California, if you own any real estate, we need to have a trust. You know, we need to have a will. We need to have powers of attorney. We need to have healthcare directives. There's other documents as well that are also important, but those are the four big ones you would say. These are critical. Everybody should have these. And many people that I talked to, I had folks that I talked to just yesterday that, you know, they're in their 60s, and we really should have done this when the kids were little. This is what really would have been a big deal. And thank God we got through that time frame, right. And we want to do it now. Okay. Those are the critical documents.
Yeah, you and I were talking offline, and let's break this down into two groups where this really is important, and tell us why it's so important for these groups. First of all, is older folks. Why is it so important for them to have it? What can go wrong if it wasn't done right, or they don't have it?
Great area to talk about. So I think the issues, and I see this a lot, are, you know, when we think of, you know, for our generation, Paul, we think of our parents. They're getting older, and they start having issues. Sometimes the issues can be, you know, memory related, Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that. Sometimes, you know, that something comes up, and there's a stroke situation or a car accident, or you name it. When an older person who has a situation like this, the problem that arises is if they haven't done these particular documents, or these documents aren't done properly. The family that wants to help has a lot of issues trying to just help them. In other words, if we don't have a proper durable power of attorney and anything needs to be signed on behalf of a parent and there's no one there to sign, well, the court just doesn't allow that to happen automatically. We have to go through a process called conservatorship. Conservatorship costs thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars to the family. Can take months to get done, and then involves often, you know, check-ins with the court to make sure we're doing things properly, posting bonds on houses and all sorts of stuff that nobody wants to do.
Right.
To avoid all that, a good durable power of attorney put in place where a parent says, look, my spouse is going to be the first person available if I can't sign, and then my kids in this order. Great. Now we have something in place to avoid all of that stuff for signatures. Also, for the older folks, and I'm saying older folks, this applies to everybody, but this is the area where I see this come up a lot, is advanced healthcare directives.
Right.
Advanced healthcare directives, when you think about it, this is a document that is extremely important, and it kicks in life when we're most vulnerable because we can't talk, right? And so think about how scary that is. We can't talk about what we want for our healthcare decisions, yet we need to make decisions like, when are we going to pull the plug on this person? Pain and palliative care. You know, how does pain care work if someone's obviously in discomfort? How do we do that? Do we have the ability to help them out in that situation? home preferences. You know, we should be speaking about, you know, what are our wishes? Most people I talk to, they want to, if they don't have a say about it, they would prefer to be in their home. That's where we're most comfortable. We don't want to automatically be shipped off. So if we need a little bit of help, we'd rather the care be sent to us. So your advanced healthcare directive should note all of this. This is what we want.
So Brent, a quick question I had is, so is it really the reality that if you don't have the advanced healthcare directives, or again, they weren't done right, I mean, it really is reality where the doctors, the hospital, they're legally bound to not, I mean, they just can't let you come in and start making decisions, right? You
have they can get in a lot of trouble doing that. They can't just haphazard, okay, so what do you want to do with this person right here? And we need to have a clear document that says, you know, that really speaks for you at that time. So at a time when you're feeling good, this is a time when you get these documents in order and you say, look, this is what I want. If we get to this point in life at some point, here's what I want to have happen. And here's the people that can make decisions for me. And here's how that's all going to flow versus haphazard, nobody knows, and then everybody fights over, you know, the decisions that get made by some people and not. And these are the things that people can end up fighting about, you know, for the rest of their lives. So really important to get these things done and also checked on over time. The ones that I find that have done these, sometimes they've gone, you know, to really cheap places to do this, go to LegalZoom and whatnot, and it's a quick, you know, check of boxes.
Right.
And it's really not a thoughtful process of what that person would want. And although I understand it's a cheap way to do it, these aren't expensive documents we're talking about. You know, a few $100 will knock out both of these things. So it's important to do them right, to do them with an attorney that knows what they're doing for both of these.
Right, right. Yep. No, makes sense. So the other group we talked about offline was, and this is very interesting to me because I don't think a lot of people think about this, is kids who are turning 18 for the first time. And this, you know, this would be kind of a group, if your parents, your kids are going off to college, this is a big deal. So what's going on with these documents and kids who are 18, and what happens there?
So this is one that's particular to me. And of course, you know, these apply to everybody, but these are stages where I find people tend to not think about these sorts of issues. You know, child turns 18. Okay, that's great. You know, I've got four kids. The oldest is just turning 18. And so there's a lot going on right now, you know, applying to colleges and whatnot, trying to figure out what's going to happen next. But the issue is, these kids go off to school. Oftentimes it's the first time that they're away from the parents and they want to, you know, test the boundaries a little bit. You know, maybe they're at a school in a different state and whatnot. At that point, if there's an issue, if there's a medical issue that needs to be addressed on their behalf and they're not up to speaking for themselves, depending upon which state they're in, there's various different laws that kick in on who and how those decisions get made. It's really critical that there's a power of attorney and a healthcare directive in place for that child should that ever come up, so that it still says, look, although I'm 18, mom and dad are still mom and dad. They still sign for me if we need to. And here's the decisions that I care about as an 18-year-old for my health. And here's the powers I give to my folks to be able to handle things on the, you know, signature front if they need to on the power of attorney as well. Without that document, again, it's a very scary out of control feeling that you may not have the ability to make decisions on behalf of your child, which could be very big decisions like we talked about.
Yeah. Cause I get this image in my mind, and you and I both have kids. We've talked about this, is you can't believe it. Your kid's away at college and, you know, things happen and who knows what, but you can't imagine showing up there, your kid's hurt in the hospital and they say, whoa, you know, you can't get involved here because you don't have the documents. It's crazy to think that happens.
It's crazy. And it makes no sense to most people and it's very frustrating, and it's better to just get those documents in place for them. And so, you know, for clients that I have, we'll often say, okay, so the child's turning 18, come back in, let's do these two documents just for them so that we can get that in order and make sure that they're up to date too, because we don't want to learn the hard way that, okay, we can't make decisions here. You know, sometimes that happens too, where the wake up call is, okay, so here's a situation, we're not able to say much about it. And then child gets better and we go, okay, so now the learning is, let's get this in place for them. But it's really important. And again, it's important for all of us. As soon as we turn 18, we should all have these documents. Right. It's an issue, I think, more than anything, of procrastination and estate planning. It's people don't want to deal with this stuff and bad things happen when we put it off. So I'm out there just telling people, you know, let's get this stuff done. I want to help you to do it right. And that's really what we're all about.
Yep. And my takeaway from this is, I think a lot of people don't get involved in estate planning because they think it's just about dying and nobody wants to talk about dying. So they say, oh, forget it. You know, it's human nature, but it's not. What I'm hearing you say now is it's really about taking control right now of some planning because, you know, life is random. Things can happen. And so it's important for everybody to get a fresh look, which really then integrates into the free planning assessment that we do with you, which is great, where you go in and kind of take a look at it's sort of a where people stand right now and then provide them with your observations and recommendations on how to get pulled together. Would you say that's a kind of a good way to look at it, takeaway, next step?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's one of these things that, you know, think of it as your, it's the foundation for the family. It's that family constitution that we build so that if life throws us a curveball in capacity, or if we, you know, have somebody who passes on an untimely situation, we want to make sure that everything is spelled out and buttoned up so that we don't have an issue and we don't have to have a court, you know, interfering in what we want, what our family wants to do. And it's, right, it's important stuff. And then that can lead into the other issues that we often talk about, you know, protecting those assets in case a creditor or predator wants to come after them and try to take them from us and such.
Right. Well, I know, Brent, you and I are both pulling out our hair over our kids, our teenagers going away to school. So we have that in common.
Yep. Yep.
Well, thanks so much, everybody, for listening to the show. Brent, thanks so much for coming on again. And we'll see you all next time. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you.